Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
When is a debate not a debate? When there's not actual, I don't know, interplay between the candidates, when there aren't important follow-ups, and when the debate was constructed so as to serve not so much the interests of the voters first, but sort of the interests of the entity putting on the debate. It's my observation from Friday night's U.S. Senate debate. It's the only one we're going to get. Eric Hovde is challenging Senator Tammy Baldwin for that seat in Congress in the U.S. Senate. Is calling for more debates. Don't think there's going to be one. Baldwin has said she's doing this one, and that's that. But this one was put on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. I watched it. It was virtually unwatchable. Both candidates were uncomfortably uncomfortable, which was hard.
They're not
polished debaters and whatever. Without regard for who you thought won the debate, my commentary here is not even about that. It's more about the structure of the debate because it wasn't a debate.
What do you mean?
A debate is you and me going back and forth. I say we're going to hit 80 twice the rest of the calendar year. You say I'm nuts. And we go, I make my case. You make the counter case. And we have back and forth. And okay. I understand the need and the desire for us as voters watching, but also for moderators to try and keep things civil. Right? You want order. You don't want people talking over each other as we've had in some of these because that serves no one either. But I thought this debate put on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association was not a debate. It was just a list of questions. Okay, you go. Okay, now you go. Sometimes there was a little bit of follow-up there at the discretion of the moderator, but I thought it was designed to serve first the interests of the WBA, which is to showcase their various broadcast talent from across the state. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you had this huge panel of news anchors and radio folks from around Wisconsin, and everybody got their one or two questions to ask, and it was the scripted question. And then they would go, and then, like, that was that. There was not a lot of back and forth between the
candidates. Sounds like you're a little envious you weren't asked to take part in the debate.
Okay, if they had asked me, I would have, and I would have felt honored. No shame on the folks who participated, and I would have followed the rules as set forth for that debate. Yeah. But I also might have raised, and I would raise in the future, if you're going to have a debate, have a debate. And if your first objective is to serve the voters with this discourse between the candidates, then set up a format that allows for that instead of people asking a list of questions. And hear anything different. At least they were face to face and they did challenge one another, did the candidates. But I just thought the format did not serve the voters first. And it was meant as a showcase first. And then also we got to the substance. I'd like one, maybe two people involved in moderating that debate. No more than that. You don't need a whole panel. You don't need all these folks because then it turns into that. Here's a list of the following questions. Instead of someone moderating a contest, a battle between these two so they can engage with one another and actually get down to substance. And I thought it was largely vacuous of that. 744 Sports is next.